Blog Talk Radio.
Ah, un bonjour. Dobro jutro. You've tuned in to Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners locally, nationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world. Now, today's topic is the spirit of art. And you're listening to me live. You could also log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson to hear any of the other live shows that have been archived. It is with pleasure for me to share my passion and mission with you. Have I ever shared it with you? Yeah, I do have a mission and passion, and that's to change the perception of aging, not only in America, but in the world. Mark Twain said, age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. And Raymond Charles Barker said, please don't go to the very end with your dream still dancing in your heart, because you've accepted where you are. And you stop visioning where you want to go. And what has age got to do with it? Now, I want your take on this. And I am insisting, now I'm just teasing, that you call in 347-637-3789. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. Now, to age is inevitable. To not show it is divine. What dream do you have that's still dancing in your heart? Are you going to go to the very end with your dream dancing in your heart? Oh, darlings, I hope not. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. Why do I love giving a voice to my passion? Because age has nothing to do with it. It's your perception of age. Now, I want all of you to know, I'm a simply ageless octogenarian. That means I'm in my 80s. And a fashionista with a can-do attitude going on age 30. I want you not to give in to this global definition of age. Listen, honey, if you ain't aging, you're pushing up daisies. Now, what dream do you have? Don't take it to the very end. I want you not to be afraid to be the most brilliant you that you can be right now. You see, there's only one of you. You will never, ever happen again. You want to change your life? Change your thinking. You see, this is October 17th. It's not a dress rehearsal. And by the way, I had a birthday on October 15th. You may call in and sing happy birthday to me now, even though it's 2 days after the 15th. The guest call-in number is 347-637-3789. And I want you to remember that tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. The world is waiting for you. Do you want to give a voice to your passion? Did you know that internet radio is a powerful advertising marketing tool? And best of all, you broadcast from the comfort of your home office on a landline. This is like taking an ad out in a magazine or a newspaper, but the whole world is going to hear you. You see, the show is live because you're going to be the star of your show. And then it's archived. I email you the link, then you email the link to your email database, invite them to forward the link to their email database, and so on and so on. In minutes, your show, your voice, your message will be heard locally, nationally, and will circle the world. Now, you need to email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net, and I become your outside advocate because I work with you on content. Yes, there is a modest fee, but I look forward to working with you. And if you want to consider being part of the Live with Kathy Consortium via a 30-second or 60-second commercial, there's a 13-week commitment, and darlings, it is affordable, very modest, because I want to help you. I want to get an aha to say, Kathy, you have helped me reach my dream. Oh, be still my heart. Now, before I go on with more of the sponsors, but I really think of them as my partners, let's see who's calling in. Hello?
Hello?
Hi there. Who am I talking to?
Hi, Kathy. This is Theodore.
Theodora?
Theodore.
Theodore. And where are you calling from, Theodore?
Calling you from Louisiana.
And you listen to my show regularly?
I do. I'm a senior like you, and I find it very inspirational.
Oh, this is what I want to hear. Now, what age, what are you in, your 70s, 80s, 60s, what?
I just turned 72 last week.
And what is your vision for the rest of your life?
Well,
now,
Go
ahead.
I want to stay fit. I want to keep active. I want to stay social. And I just want to enjoy my remaining years.
And how do you do that?
Well, I exercise daily, just little bits here and there.
Uh-huh.
I try to eat well. I have a good circle of friends. And I keep touch closely with my family. It's sort of what I like to do.
That is awesome. Because you see, our greatest freedom, darling, is of choice.
Yeah.
They either come back to embrace you or to bite you in the butt. And we age on a personal level. And it all has to do with choices. I have so many people say to me, oh, Kathy, why do you even bother with a talk radio show? Honey,
right.
Our body and brains don't age. We do by our choices.
It's a good show. Why wouldn't you want to do it?
Well, you have just, be still my heart. I just love to hear from all of you out there that it is making a difference because, you see, I'm going to keep on keeping on. There is no two ways about it. And the quote from John Milton said, see golden days, fruitful of golden deeds, with joy and life triumphing. Well, if you want to change your life, you have to change your thinking. It's
yes.
That simple.
You know, Cassie, I want a little advice on something. Because my family's out of town, and this is usually who I'd call for these things. But I think, well, Kathy's smart. She'll know.
Okay, what is it?
In the house has been... I'm smelling, it's a funny smell in the house, and I'm worried it might even be a gas leak based on what I'm smelling, and I'm not sure what to do.
Well, first of all, you call the gas company, and do you have any senior centers there that will help you solve this? No, don't stay with it. Now, I'm very intuitive. You have to find out what it is. Call the gas company. They're not going to charge you, darling. They're not going to charge you. I'm sorry.
The last couple of days, and my ears aren't what they used to be. I thought I could hear a hissing sound coming from the kitchen, but I don't know if it's in my head or not.
No. If there is an odor, you must have it checked out. It could be coming from your sewer. I don't know. But the first step is to call your gas company and have them come in to check it out.
Hang on, Kathy. The light went out here. I just got to light a match. 1 second.
Oh, be careful. Oh. What do you mean a light went out? Why?
I'm on fire, Kathy!
This is absolutely the weirdest phone call I have ever had. I hope she's okay. And I don't know if she was smelling gas in her kitchen, why would she light a match? Oh, please call back and let me know that you're okay. Theo, what on earth are you thinking? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the voice of inspiration and encouragement. Do you want to change your life? Change your thinking. And darlings, I want to repeat this. Don't be afraid to be the most brilliant you that you can be right now. You see, there's only one of you. All right, I'm asking you something right now. When you woke up this morning, did you say, good morning, God? Or did you say, good God, it's morning? You are the creator. You are the Michelangelo of your life. So do you want to change your life? You have to change your thinking. It's just that simple. Now you're listening to Live with Kathy, brought to you in part by, feel the energy, the Brotherhood, Sisterhood, Ironworkers Impact, Titanic Shaping and Bridging the Future, Giant Titans of Incredible Strength and Vision, coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management, Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Ironworkers International and Canada. They are the Dom Perignon of trades. The mission and purpose, my mission and purpose, is to introduce you to ironworkers. I want you to acknowledge them and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. It is with pleasure for me to illuminate the character of ironworkers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, sisterhood, and solidarity. Did you know that ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn? Hey, gals, this is for you, too. Log on ironworkers.org. And then, if you want my six-minute CD, What a Noble Profession, I open with Aaron Copland's fanfare, To the Common Man. You're listening to Live with Kathy, brought to you in part by Team Love Home Care, compassionate care and companionship, one family at a time. Log on, teamlovehomecare.com. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Beau Vivant Iron Age. He is a wire art sculptor in leatherworks. The Beau Vivant creates unique, one-of-a-kind original designs. You're interested in giving a unique gift? Get in touch with me, Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Life Extension. They make the highest quality science-based supplements on the market. Introducing Ageless Cell. They work. This vitamin, I will not be without it, turns back the clock at and on a cellular level. Log on, lifeextension.com. Be sure and click on the magazine 2005 and read my profile. Hey, looks do matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and health. In the elixir of youth, secrets of a spring chicken, page 42, I share with you my secrets for de-stressing our faces. Now remember, stress, toxicity, trauma, anger release toxins into the body. It's available as an ebook, and of course you could get it by emailing Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Call to action. The new aging paradigm redefines aging. I told you what my mission and passion is. The dynamic 60, 80-year-old is now the new face of the 40, 50. What are you, 50 and fabulous or 50 and feeble? The formula is in my book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Now, do you want to start your own home-based business? I have the formula. Email. You don't have to invest huge capital. You need the formula. Imagine you can make this a family affair. Email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Ah, we have another caller. Let's see who it is. Okay. Hello.
Hello, Kathy.
Hi there. Who am I talking to?
Hi, Kathy. Robert McNamara. How you doing?
I'm fine, Robert McNamara. How are you?
I'm good. Listen, I want to tell you, I worked as a firefighter for 40 years. You don't want to mess around with anything having to do with gas. God help you. If you smell anything in your home, you got to get help.
Well, my God, and then she told me she lit a match.
I think it was a guy.
It was a what,
that's what
honey?
The name. I think it was a man, actually.
Oh, well, I hope they're okay. All I do is host and produce a show and to help all of you really enjoy the best of the rest of your life. Now, darling, where are you calling from? 973. What area is that?
That's New Jersey. Cassie, we got it. Let's send them a lot of prayers. I don't know what that was, but, you know, you can't light a match when you're around an open flame or gas. You have to be very careful.
Honey, I have no idea. Yes, let's all say prayers. And if any of you heard the show, call in and weigh in on this. What is this? I thought it was a female, and you thought it was a male?
Well, based on the name, I heard Theodore.
Theodore. Okay.
Yeah.
Theodore. And I got Theo, T-H-E-O. Oh, darling.
Yeah.
All right.
But, Kathy, listen to me. I want to tell your audience something real quick, and I'll let you go.
Okay.
You got to always check your gas valve. I'll give you an example. I'm in front of my gas valve right now in my basement. It's shut.
Mm-hmm.
It's safe. You can do whatever. You can smoke around it. You can take a match. That doesn't matter because it's closed. Here, I'll show you. I'm going to break this here. 1 second. Oh, fuck! Oh, my fucking God! Oh, Kathy, I'm burning! It's going up my...
What on earth is going on in the world today? Who are these people? Please get the emotional help that you need. You do know that we are the creator of our life. And what is happening in your life is by your choice. By your choice. You see, darlings, I'm not all fluff. I stay on top of current and newsworthy events, local, national, and globally. I'm compliant without compromising my beliefs and who I am. I know what I'm talking about. And I speak my word with vigor, vitality, confidence, and experience. We are the creator of our life. There's no debate. and these other people that called in, you are creating your life. You cannot blame anyone. You are the Michelangelo of your life. Do you get it? Do you understand that you're the artist of your life? Now, you may be taught the techniques, and any artist may learn mechanical methods and be shown how to set up a canvas, how to draw an outline. He can be taught perspective and how to mix colors. However, not even the greatest master cannot teach an artist how to feel. What's going on with all of you? Please get the emotional help that you need. Feelings must flow up from within, or there will be no beauty in your life. You are creating your life. What on earth are you creating? You cannot be taught. This is something that must come from your own inward feeling as you reach out toward the essence of the beauty and joy in your life. So, darlings, I have no idea what's going on with the other people that called in. But please, let's all send them prayers. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Ah, who am I talking to? Welcome.
Hello, Kathy.
Yes.
Hi, this is Theodore.
Theodore, but you just called in and then you hung up. What's going on?
Well,
No, dear. Do what you need to do. This show is inspirational. This show is filled with vigor and vitality. Whatever is going on with your life, I cannot solve it for you. Get in touch with the authorities. Get in touch with the people that could be responsible for whatever is going on in your life. I know what I'm talking about. I told you. I'm not all fluff. I stay on top of current and newsworthy events, local, national, and globally. I am compliant without compromising my beliefs in who I am. I am not taking any more phone calls. I cannot be responsible for whatever is going on in your life. It is your choice. It is your choice. You're listening to Live with Kathy, the spirit of mind. And the spirit itself must bear witness to the fact that you are the artist of your life. Who, all of these people that called in, you are creating your life. We cannot be held responsible for it. You see, the mind must swing between meditation, conscious communication with the spirit, and action. It must swing between realization and statement, between feelings and words, between meaning, which is the interior awareness, and thoughts, which are the tools of your awareness. You are the creator of your life. No one is held responsible for your thoughts. What on earth are you thinking? There is no way around it, darlings. You aren't what you think you are. You are what you think. So think on this for a minute. Whatever the mistakes of yesterday may have been, right now is a new creation. Lift the burden. We turn from the errors of the past and no longer carry within us the sorrows and mistakes of yesterday. Today, right now, we enter a new experience, but first, We need to forgive ourselves and everyone else that we feel certain that the weight of condemnation is lifted from our thinking. There's no one to blame. There is no blame. We teach people how to treat us. You have to know that. Where you go, your mind goes. So begin by forgiving yourself and everyone else and losing all condemnation. Judge not the mistakes of yesterday. They are now remembered powerless. Get rid of any negative emotion. Because life responds to your outlook. You see, challenges are not mistakes. It only allows us to reconsider our unique, original decision and perhaps make a better one. The spirit of art. Your art. You're the creator. Listen to me, darlings. You're the creator of your life. And just sit back. On a scale of 1 to 10, and 10 being the highest, how would you rate your life? How is it? You can't blame anyone because you make the choice. And the minute you make a choice, it's out there in the universe where you go, your mind goes. So you see, the battle is then not with outside forces, but between false thoughts and beliefs of our inner world and what we are thinking. What are you thinking? Did you know that your mind is a creative garden in which your future grows? Your thoughts, words, deeds, actions are seeds. Hey, be careful what you sow. I'm asking you, how does your garden grow? You see, you have to live out your life full out. It's not a dress rehearsal. This is it. And I'm challenging you. Celebrate by doing something nice for yourself. Celebrate it now. Give thanks for it now. When you celebrate that creation now, you set it into motion, the ways and means for that creation to be brought forth and into your life right now. You're the creator of your life. That's how powerful life is. The elixir of youth right now, I am wishing on all of you, because you heard me say earlier, to age is inevitable, but to not show it is divine. And I told you that my mission and passion is to change the perception of aging. I will go to the very end, my darlings, wearing a Givenchy or Christian Dior. Now, this is the formula. The measure of life. What age are you now? What are you going to do with the rest of your life? Did you know that the first hour is the rudder of the day? And that your architects of your form, getting into shape, may be easier than you think? And you could save big bucks. Quick, easy formulas you whip up at home. And laugh your way to health. You've been listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And get Dr. Kataria's book. He's a doctor from India. He promotes laughter as a cure for physical and mental health. Until tomorrow, remember to always be in your best elements. And you are the creator of your life. You are the artist of your life. Tell me, Michelangelo, Givenchy, what are you creating in the spirit of artful living? Au revoir.